Okay. Abai says the way to do it is you make Tzvesa Pesach L'Gadol and Hanach Kulu Mishter B'Lech V'Kaira. Amalei Rava, who are you going like? Man Kishmuel. Dam Tzvesa Kisasam. Yishenim, don't you know what the Kasha is? According to Rashi, the Kasha is good because why aren't you being sacking something in the Kmimius? According to the Re, a little bit Shver the Kasha. So, okay, the Mars Kasha must be that there's a different Akmimius that you should have to be Masakin. So, the Gemara Sakasha, why do you need to express a Bechlal, according to Rashi's Girsa? Va'oid, even Mavi Akum Shmuel holds that you should wear Machmer and Arda to do like Rav. So, Rashi's Girsa is this first Kasha, that Lomalei Tresa Pesach. Lomalei Tresa Pesach. So, in other words, L'chayra, if your Girsa is that first Kasha, must be that. That there was a kasha here, why did Abai Mechayev Tresa Pesach in the front? So Kipshutai, either is a Mavi Sasam, or, and therefore there's no reason to have a Tresa Pesach. The whole reason to require the Tresa Pesach would be because of the din of Mavi Akum is Mechayev Tresa Pesach. So either is, or you might like the Marshal, that somehow it was some sort of, like the Ritva says, that it was, the Mavi Gadol was also somewhat Akum. But regardless, L'chaira, Abaye, if it wasn't a Mavi Mefulish, because if it was a Mavi Mefulish, there's no Kasha. The Rishonim that are not Geiris, that Kasha is because the Mavi Gadol was Mefulish. So if the Mavi Gadol was Mefulish, there's no question why you had it to us a Pesach. Must be that the Mavi Gadol wasn't Mefulish. So you're back to L'chaira, Abaye. The biggest kasha in the whole sugya is that L'chaira, Abaye, what was Pshan Abaye, according to Rashi? According to Rashi's Girsa, and the way Rashi learns Mavi Akum, that you need a tikkun akmimius, there's no pshat why Abaye required a Tzvesa Pesach begadol. So Shaila is, what's Pshan Abaye? The first kasha is always, to get back to the end, we'll see, it's always a strong kasha. Okay. Lemaisa, in the sugya, we kept on thinking that we had done the sugya already, that this is really just basically another oifen of Mavi Akum. So, but throughout the sugya, there's a lot of shverkeiten over here that seem to be coming out. If you go on some of the shverkeiten to point out maybe what's the chiddush of this whole Gemara, this whole sugya. There's another very interesting din. It's a mechudish de gedin, not the pashtas, but mechudish de gedin. To understand, maybe in the shulte akibayim, bring down a very shver din. It says the whole sugi is talking that the mavi gadol has to be mavi mefulish. If the mavi gadol was mavi sasum, then the linear shem haya mavi gadol sasa migimot tzadav einak tanim tzrichim el alechi akayra mitzad rishus harabim. It wouldn't be, the whole sugi only starts because the mavi gadol is mefulish. So, again, the Rishonim don't go like that, but he's saying something. What's he saying there? Now, the Olam had shver in the Ritva also. The Ritva is masbir the machlok zabayin rava. The Ritva goes like the Ri. And if you go like the Ri, L'chayr, you have to learn up that the sugya of an Asher Kenadol is that there's mavois on both sides. And the Ikar Pilush, that when the Ikar Akmimi, Ikum we're talking about is the Mavi, is the Akum Kilamid. And the Gemara means, Rava meant, Oysa Tzuras Pesach Mikan, V'lachin Kar Mikan, Midach Gisa means, like the Rashba explained, on one side you do Alechi V'Kaira, and on the other side all the Mavois have a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore the Akum Kelamed is being addressed. So the way the Ritva says over the Machloikas Abai and Rava is like this, B'ha Pligi, Abai V'Rava, the Abai Avasavar, the Kivin She'enem Mechuvanim Dinim Ka'akum, V'Sav L'Kishmol, so Abai is like Shmol, so it's a Mavi Akum. And Mimela, you don't require anything mitzad that kmimius, and all the ketanim, all they require is lech v'kaira, and the gadol is mefulish by itself, and that's why he's not going to that other kasha. Ednis set up, okay? And then he says, but Rava, Vamle Rava, Dil from Daite, the Choshev Le Ka'akum, Kirav Avle Mevan, if you're going to say that the Lamed is Ka'akum, that this Mavi, you can have the treating it like a Mavi Akum, you should have done like Rav, and you should have put a Tzuras HaPesach, and you should have done like Rav. El Avadai, it's not like that. Dino Ikim a foolish. Voice at Tzuras HaPesach, Lemavos Akhtanim, Shemitzad Ha'echad, So the Tzva saying that according to Rava, Rava's Ikar Kasha was that we're going to look at all the Akum Kelamid, we're going to look at them like Mefulish. And since it's a Mavi Mefulish, you need a Tzvas Pesach Mikan and a Lechi Vikar Mikan. So the question is that why do you have to say it's so fancy that Rava is making it into a Mavi Mefulish? You could have just said that Rava holds its Akum and he holds Akum like Rav, and you would have done the same thing because he holds like the Re, that you don't have to do anything in that Kmimius. So basically, you would do the same thing anyway, which is put one in the front of one of them, and on the other side, you do a tikkun of Alach Bikar. And he doesn't hold of Akum Keches. So basically, you would end up doing the same with the same thing. So why is it sounding like that if you would hold like Rav, he would suggest a different tikkun? What would be different? And also, okay. So on that, the Olam wanted to say that the kasha the Ritva was that if you held like Rav, then you should also have to worry about the Akum Kedalid. On the other side, and since it's mefulish, so l'chayra you only have a tikkun on one side of the dalet. You don't have a tikkun on the other side. So if you come out of one of the sides that has a lechi, and you make a turn to the side of the mefulish that has only a lechi, so you never have a tzuras pesach. So that mavi akum was never addressed. So on that he says, so mainly we look at it like a mavi mefulish, and the reason I'm being mechayiv a tzuras pesach is because I'm looking at it like a mavi mefulish. Okay, so but why is Mav still shver? Because if that was the kasha, so then how does saying that we look at it like a Mav and a foolish answer the question? L'chor, there's a concept of Mavoy Akum, and there's a concept that l'maisa of one Mavoy takes you to another Mavoy, so it's Mavoy Akum. In other words, why is being a foolish a steer to being Akum? L'chor, it's both. The whole sugya is you're lamed, you're ches, you're dalad, you can be a lot of things. So why is it that had the Ritva, if that was his problem, which I'm saying that the Chor was his problem, so how do you answer the problem? And another question is that the Olam saw the Meiri's answer to this question. The Meiri's answer to the question is that somehow, since the Mavi Godel has a Pesach on it on one side, then we don't care about that. It doesn't have a Tzuras Pesach on the other side. So it's also interesting. What's his teretz? There's a very interesting halacha in Shin Samech Dalid, Siv Dalid. It's right before. It's between Gimel and Hay. Dalid is between Gimel and Hay. So the Dalid Gimel is the din of Akum, and Hay is the din of Nadal. There's a little sif over there. Siv Dalid it says Mevuis Apsuchim Elu LaElu. Then you need a tikkun in that kmimius. It means it's talking about like a staircase. You have mavoi, 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 mavoi. So you need a tikkun of a so you need a tikkun in that kmimius. So you need a tikkun in each one of their kmimius. So to go in, the raya is what's the raya to this din? There's no gemara about this. Nilman mi din mavi kenadol. So this is learned out from here.
Why not mavi keches?
What?
Why is there
mavi keches? Why? I was wondering why he didn't just say keches. I guess over there, because this one leads to a pesach, which is mafulish, which also to shram. Here's a bigger chiddush.
Why?
Nothing.
That's
all
bad.
All kinds of stickers are shram, right?
The different sizes are shram. The keches is all the same size as shram.
So keches is.
This is worse. Here it's a bigger chiddush. Here's a bigger chiddush of ches. I don't know if Nadal is a bigger teretz, but it's much worse than ches here. So you see, we're gonna, depending on how we learn this raya, is it going to be better than ches? You're making a challenge. You say whatever we're going to say pshat, it's going to have to be better than the ches. No, because the ches doesn't really not necessarily raya to this either. In bed, you need a tikkun. What? No. Why would this be koshkin? This may not need it. I'm saying. Because.
Why is it different?
It's different because this one leads to one that even that one's not open to Shas Rabbi. No, but this one is. The Pesach on this leg is open to the Pesach over there, which is open to Shusham directly. So it gives me access to a Pesach which has a Dima Foolish. But this gives me access to a Pesach which has a Dima Foolish directly. I'm not sure that my Torah is going to be better than that, but so he says over here, which case he bring a Raya? He's bring a Raya from the case of Kilamid. He's bring a Raya from the case of Kilamid. In other words, okay, why didn't he bring a raya from Ches? Maybe Ches not as klar. There's not all of Mufresh Gemar, but there's a kasha on Yesiv what his raya is. It says Rakshem voice acherim psucha isle bakmimiyos the dinah kemavoy akum baatzma is the nilma mavoy asakanado after mavoy. Oh, so now, the problem is a big kasha on what his raya is, and based on his raya, we'll see why maybe this is a better raya than any other. This is the only raya to this din. It's a big kasha on the raya. The raya is from Osir Kanado. Well, what's the chiddush of this din? Going this. The chiddush is that this Pesach is not mafulish to anywhere. It's mafulish to something which is not mafulish to Shabbat. So the whole chiddush of Mavi Akum is that when you okay, let's back up a step because we need to explain this anyway at some point. So the whole chiddush, the whole chiddush of Mavi Akum, the way we're learning in Rashi for sure. Let's start with Rashi. The whole chiddush of Mavi Akum is you have one Mavi and you have another Mavi, and the lumdus of Mavi Akum according to Rashi that you need a tikkun nakmimius is that you really have a Pesach on the end of the Mavi. The Pesach in the end of the Mavoi, the reason why that Pesach gives the first Mavoi a din mefulish is because that Pesach itself gives me a shaykhis to the Pesach in the end of the Mavoi. And the Pesach in the end of the Mavoi is a Pesach to the Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, this Pesach itself gives me a shaykhis to the Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, it's considered that I'm a foolish right now because I have a Pesach to Rosh Hashanah on this side, and the Pesach that's in the Akmimius gives me a shaykhis to the Rosh Hashanah because this is the way this Pesach is shaykh to the Pesach in Rosh Hashanah. And it could be even the re-holds like that. But the re-holds is that when this Pesach is a Pesach at the end of this Mavoi, and it's a Pesach at the end of this Mavoi, and they both share this Pesach, so Mamela that itself makes it like one. Rashi says it still vibes too, but it gives me a shy. It's the end of this Mavoi, it gives me a shyness to that Pesach. So the chiddush of this din is that at the end of Mavoi, of the first leg of this staircase over here, so I have a Pesach. Very nice. What does a Pesach lead me to? Give me a shaykh to the other Pesach, but that other Pesach also not shaykh to Rosh Hashanah. So, it's just a chiddush, this halacha. So, what is this raya? Kanadol. The raya kanadol is a pleadic raya. Because by nadol, you're right, there is a mafolish kilamit, but there's also a mafolish kadalit. So once you get the Pesach of the end of the first mavoi, gives you direct access to Rosh Hashanah. So, the fact that you need a tikkun in the Pesach, according to Rashi, has no shaykhis to this halacha. This is a regular mavayakum. Basically, we pass like Rashi. You need a tikkun nekmimius. So, you have no shaykhis to the. There's no raya whatsoever to this halacha. If this halacha needs a raya, what's the raya from here? The tikkun that you need in a mavayakinadol is the regular tikkun of mavayakum. So what's he showing from over here?
Huh?
Minchas needs to have the Mishpaz of Malkin. Minchas also needs two Spazachim. Right?
So, L'chaira, all these things showing us that this Mavi Kanadal is not just another case of Mavi Akum. L'chaira is a Mechudish Dika Chiddish in this Sugya, L'gabi the Sugya of Mavi Akum. So, what's the Chiddish? What's going on over here? So, the first thing is, there's Rabbi Yonasan over here. Rabbi Yonasan wants to explain a bayin. And Rabbi Yonasan is not a Shreyas Rashi, because Rabbi Yonasan is not Geiris the Kasha of Mavi Mefulash. Why need it just a Pesach? So he learned the Gadol was Mefulash. Okay. But he wants to know, Lamaisa, what about the second Kasha? The Gemara asks, what was Abaye thinking? Abaye, we don't call like Shmuel. So why was he, and Rabbi Yonasan holds like Rashi. So Rabbi Yonasan holds like Rashi. So his Kasha is, so why didn't Baye Machayev a Tresa Pesach? Why didn't Baye Machayev a Tresa Pesach in the Mavi Katan out the din of Mavi Akum? That was really Rav's Kashan Abaye. So Dr. Ben Yonason Apshad says, V'inach Kula Mavuas Akhtanin Mishdu B'lachim Kar B'Rishem Apnei Rosh Hashrav Aval Bakum Musam Ein Tzrichim Klum Tekistum In Damu. Because really, Abaye held these mavis are kesasim. B'mokam akmi musam, she'inam royim reshesarabim ba'oidam be'emtza ha'mavi katan. Because at the end of the mavi katan, you don't see the reshesarabim. You don't see the reshesarabim. So he held, and therefore it's not mechayev tikkun akmimius. It doesn't have the regular din of mavi yakum. That's what Rabbi Yonasan says. In other words, he's saying even like Rav, you could hold even like Rav in mavi yakum, but here you wouldn't be mechayev tikkun akmimius. Because why? He says because when you're in the Mavi Kata, you don't see the Mavi Gadol. You don't see the Rosh Hashanah. So the first step is that this case is very different than the regular Mavi Yakum. Because the regular Mavi Yakum, the end of the Mavi Kata, the end of each Mavi is Roy Rosh Hashanah. In other words, that the Pesach of the Mavi of the first Mavi, of the leg of the Mavi over here, the Pesach of one Mavi has a shame of foolish to it, because this Mavi gives me Shaychus to the Pesach which is in the Rosh Hashanah. So I have a Shaychus directly with the Rosh Hashanah. I have a Torah Mefulish because this Pesach is called the Pesach Mefulish, because this Pesach is the Pesach to the, is Shaychus to the Pesach of the Rosh Hashanah. So Memela, that shame give that status gives the Pesach at the end of the Mavoi a shame, Pesach Mefulish, because it's shy to that Pesach. Over here, the Pesach of the Mavoi doesn't continue. There's no wall pass in the Nadal. The Nadal, the Mavoi Katan stops. Where does it stop? It stops before it hits the Mavoi Gadol. So the Pesach of the Mavoi Katan has no shaykhis to the Rosh Hashanah Be'etzim. So there's a very stark svara, Dr. Ben Yonasan, that Abaye held that Mimela, this is not the regular sugya Mavi Akum, mitzad the Mavi Katan. The Mavi Katan stopped, and Mimela, it stops right here. There's nothing mechayiv me to see where in this Mavi Katan I have a shaychis to another Mavi, because there's no to the Shusharab. You could take the svara a step further, that there's really nothing mechayiv me to see that these two mavis are connected at all. Because there's no spot, let's take the other way. What about from the perspective of the Mavi Gadol? There's also nothing mechayiv mitzad the Mavi Gadol that it's shaykh to the Mavi Katan. Even less so. Because mitzad the Mavi Gadol doesn't have... We don't see anything in the Mavi Gadol mechayiv me to see that the continuation of the Mavi goes into the Mavi Katan. No, I'm saying both Mavois don't see a shaykhis to one another. The Mavi Katan doesn't see a shaykhis to the Rosh Hashanah. There's a
far.
Far
really innocent, it's not true in the Mavi Gadol.
There's a difference around the Mavi Gadol, I'm saying.
I'm saying
in the Mavi Gadol there's also a svar why this is worse than regular Mavi Akum. The domestic Eliezer on that going says that Didina kamavi akum ba'atzmi. Zen nilmad mi mava oisak enadol. After mava'i hoylich b'mishar v'loy niftach mava'i acher. Tzorach 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 kamoi shahaya mava'i ba'atzmi akum. V'hoylich m'shnei tzad v'shajam. The regular taste of mava'i akum is that we see that the mava'i gadol, that each mava'i is connected to the other one. Over here, the mava'i gadol is lav dafka connected to this one. We don't see, it's a pirtzah b'tzidoi basically. We don't see a clear hechrech to connect the mava'i gadol with the mava'i katan. Because the mava'i gadol has its own hiluch, its own thing that it's doing. And what, if it's awesome, it's whatever, we'll see. But the point is that a regular mava'i gadol, there's something a regular mava'i akum, there's something pushing us to see them together. The Pesach of this one is connected to the Pesach of that one. The Pesach of this one is connected to the Shram, and the Pesach of this one is connected to the Shram. So Memela, there's a Chal or Teres Mefulash on each one independently, because each one at the end has a Pesach which is connected to the Shram, and that's its Pesach, and it's the reason why. We'll take it a step further. The reason why it's. This is the Pesach of the Mavi. It's part of the Meluai. It's totally connected to the other Mavi. So the Pesach at the end of the Mavi Akum is connected to the other Pesach. That's kilu, like we learned in Mavi Akum, the Marsha, that the Pesach here is Mechayiv me to see a Shaykh is to the Pesach at the Rosh HaMavi. Because this Pesach, which gets me to this Mavi, connects me to the Pesach of that Mavi. But over here, the Mavi Katan stopped, and the Mavi Godol continues without being connected to this Pesach.
But would there need a tikkun between those two points?
Then? What would be the tikkun?
It stops to be for the Mavi Gadol, should a tikkun.
So what would be the tikkun? Maybe it would be a tikkun, like a Mavi Kala L'Chatzar. Mavi Kala L'Rechava or something like that. It wouldn't make it that necessarily it's a Mavi Akum. So this is the chiddush of this whole sugya is that it's not the pashtus of the mavi akum. I mean, and Rabbi Yonis is saying that was Obaye held in the first place. He held like Rav, but he held afal pi that I hold like Rav. It's not mavi akum because the mavi katan doesn't have a shaychus to the shus ram. So now like this. So each step is a little bit of a chiddush on top of the other one, but start like this. So the simple. Let's start with something simple. The Olam saw also the Bach, and it's really the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that. That the Gemara says that the Bach learns. Let's just go in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Mavoi asa kenadol, dainu mavoi gadol, shaharber mavuos ketanim psuchim loy, v'roshay hashniim psuchim loshes ravim, afilu ein pischa ketanim shemikanu mikan mechuvanim zekeneged zeh." You need a lechi for each one. Even if they're not mechuvin, you still need a lechi towards a Pesach at the end of each of the small mavois. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say afilu? So you see, mashma, that even if there will be mechuvin, you would require the same thing. So even if all the mevois ketanis are mechuvin against each other, you would still need a tikkun of a pesach at the end of each one. What's the afilu? What's the chiddush? So the Bach explains the chiddush is that even Shmuel would agree to this. Even Shmuel doesn't know the mavaka would agree to this. So what's the pshat in that? So what I want to say pshat is that. The lumdus that we're saying Mavi Akum is that when you have one Pesach and you have the other Mavi has another Pesach, the two Pesachim connect and make it that since the Pesach of this Mavi is the Pesach to this Mavi, Memela, we're connected to the Pesach of the Mavi of to the Rosh Hashanah. So what does Shmuel argue on? So is Shmuel arguing because he doesn't hold in that whole lumdus? Well, Shmuel Rashi says in Davav, the Shmuel argues. More than much like that, Pirtzah B'tzidoi. Shmuel argues, Tarsa Kesasim, Ein Tzach Bak Mimusay Klum, Ela Eilu Oysin Lechi LePeschan, Ve Eilu Oysin Lechi LePeschan. The Lomatzuchin on Tarsa Pesach Elo here. No matzachin talks about elo l'psachim amufuloshim zekeneged ze. The Ikka point Shmuel holds that the psachim have to be mufulosh zekeneged ze. So memela, your Pesach is making that your shaykh to that Pesach, but that Pesach is not mufulosh with this Pesach. So b'chiyah gavra, you can't do that. When it's mufulosh zekeneged ze, zok tabach, it's going to make it that the Pesach of the one Mavi on this side of the Nadal could be shaykh to the Pesach, which is taking you to the other side, which is to the Rosh Hashanah. Even Shmuel could have that problem. That would be Meduik and Rashi. There's a little bit of a kasha on this, which is why when the Pirtz is more than 10, does Shmuel not have a problem with this? Because that's not going to get that in that case. But Shmuel Steer and Rashi, I saw someone finally ask this kasha. I was like looking all over, see if anyone asked this question. But this Lashon Rashi is mashmal like that. Okay. So that's a geshmak of art in the Bach. The Bach saying is that it's easier to connect, to have this lomdus of Mavi Yochum, that the Pesachim connect to each other, that the Mav, the end of one Mavi gives me through the, it's a Pesach to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when it's Mefulosh. Now, when it comes to the Ritva, so the Ritva, which is the Beis Yosef, seems to go more like, the Ritva said that what Rava holds is that Rava holds is that the din mavi akum in Nadal is because we look at it like mafulish across. So what's the pshat? So Kenzan, the pshat is like this: is that be'emes is that. Rava understood that Abai was saying. Rava's point was that. Rava's point is that we look at it like mefulish because there's gufa chesaron looking at it like akum. When you have a Pesach at the end of the Mavi Katan, the Pesach at the end of the Mavi Katan, clapping the Mavi Gadol, there's nothing mechayev us to see that this is getting me shayech to the Pesach. What's mishtayech by Mavi Akum? What's mishtayech that when you're at the end of your Mavi, you're shayech to the Pesach of the Mavi, of the other Mavi, is because at the Akmimius, that Pesach is the Pesach of this Mavi and it's the Pesach of that Mavi. So since this Pesach is the Pesach of the Mavi that has the Shaykh Tzadur Shusrabim, so maybe that gives, but Klapi the Mavi Gadol, this is not a Pesach of the Mavi Gadol B'chol. So it could be, so it's not a Pesach to the Mavi Gadol. So maybe Klapi the Mavi Gadol, I'm not really connected to the Mavi Gadol, I'm Sosim to the Mavi Gadol. The Mavi Gadol is walking right past me. The only Shaykhis that this Pesach gives me is to the Pesach of the Mavi across from me. Because that's also the Pesach to that Mavi. So the lomdus of Mavi Akum could be, what he's saying, is that if I care, it could be you could only dan the tikkun to the Mavi Gadol, to the Pesach Kemefulish, because that's where there's a Pesach here, which is gets me. If you just have a Pesach, that was the whole last sugya. If you just have the end of your Mavi, drops you off at a Chatzar, drops you off at a Mavi, drops you off anywhere, that's not that gets you to the Lomdus of Mavi Yakum. It has to be that this is the. For me to become a Mavi Mefulish, it has to be that he has two Pesachim this Mavi. And he has Shaykhis to the other Pesach. But how is he getting Shaykhis to the Pesach of the Mavi Gadol? So it could be that he needs Dafka to make it Mefulish, to make it that it's Shaykh to the Pesach of the. Of the Mavi Shekinegdoi. And what did you say about Keches? What are you saying? That the Ritva says it's right to Keches? Right. So, Kaponim, so see. So Al Kaponim, the reason why he's donning it like a Mavi Mefulish is that the answer to that kasha is that there is no real Teres Mavi Akum directly with the Mavi Gadol could be. For sure when you could don it in the Mavi Mefulish, but the Svara would be is that once you're donning it as a Mavi Mefulish, then this Pesach is connected to that Pesach, then we don't see a connection to the Mavi Gadol.
Why do you need the step that Mavi Gadol doesn't have Yachas? Svar, you're saying a Svar. It's my foot, it's going to go. Why should I turn? Why do you have to make it that the Mavi Gomel doesn't know the Mavi Kapi?
I'm saying that the Pesach, the lumdus of Mavi Yochum is that this Pesach is connected to, what makes me shaykh to the Pesach at the other end is because this Pesach of the Mavi has a shame, Pesach Lushas Rabin, because the Pesach of the other Mavi Mefulash has a shaykhis, gives the shame Pesach of that Mavi Mefulash a shame Mefulash. So it's connected to the two Pesachim.
Why do you need that for? You just said a Svar that if it's Mefulash, it's not going. So
it's not really Mefulash, it's because you have to go. No, I'm saying the Bach is easier. The Bach is easy because that's the first step. But here it's a little bit of a bigger chiddush because you're going like this.
I'm saying I can't get, if I want to continue going north to south, I have to go down a little west.
Okay, we'll see why we need it. We need it for a few other things. So now, if you go like this, so then maybe it's move on a little bit what the Goyin is bringing from our sugya, legabe that other mavui. Because really, the shaykhis to the Mavi Gadol, I don't know shaykhis to the Mavi Gadol. Be'ikar, the sugi over here is that I have a Pesach, and before I can get to the Pesach, which is making me foolish, I have a break, and I have another Pesach somewhere else. But the Dalet itself is not what's making a Mechayev of Mavi Yochum here. So the Dalet itself is not being Mechayev the Tzuras of Pesach at the end of the Mavi Katan. So Gevaldik Chiddush. But the Alkum Kedalid is not Mechayiv the Tzuras of Pesach. What's Mechayiv the Tzuras of Pesach is that the Alkum at the end of the Mavi Katan gets me through the Mavi Gadol to the other Mavi Katan. And Bemela, that's where the Mavi Katan is. So the fact that you can connect two Pesachim to each other that really are not in this. I don't know if it's. I have to think about if it's better than Keches or not. I'm not sure. Could be it's better than that because. I mean, the Keches itself, those are the Pesachim of that Mavli. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that point. But on Kapon, the Raya that from Nadal, which is a Shver Raya, according to this, is moving. Kapon, the Yisoid is. Is that the Yisod of Mavi Yochum is you have to work with the Pesach. It's not enough that you have at the end of your Mavi and you end up somewhere and you end up in another Mavi and you go out. It's not enough. It has to be that the Pesachim are connected, and that's why it's much bigger Chiddush in Nadal where clapping the Mavi, the first of all the Rinyonis and Svar, that the Pesach here doesn't lead you, doesn't show you Rosh Hashanah, and that Mitzad. The in order to get to another Pesach, the chiddush of Mavi Kenadol is that you can use the Mavi Gadol to get to another Pesach that takes you to Rosh Hashanah. So, if you take this a step further, so the what did the Meiri say? The Meiri said a teretz before that. There's a little bit of a chiddush here in the Shilta Gibayim, right? So the Shilta Gibayim we mentioned was. That the Shilta Gibayim that we mentioned was that when the Mavi Gadol is Mefulish, when the Mavi Gadol is Mefulish, then you have the Sugi, but the Mavi Katan is Sasum, you know it. What's Pshat? So the Pshat would be is that Be'etzem, because the Mavi Katan stops before the Mavi Gadol, really you can't down Mavi Akum over here. Because there's nothing mechayev to see Mavi Mefulash. Because you stopped. You stopped before you got there. And like you're saying, so I stopped at a Mavi. I don't know what the din would be. Treat it like a Rechava. That's what he says. Treat it like a Mavi called a Rechava. But if there's a din, once we see that the Mavi Gadol is Mefulash, then the Pilush of the Mavi Gadol is mechayev us to see. I mean, this is his Chiddush, but. You can only start it from the Mavi Gadol. You can't start from the Mavi Katan. Because the Mavi Katan, Be'etzim, stopped. But the Mavi Gadol, if the Mavi Gadol has a Mefulish to it, then similar like the Ran says, once there's a Mefulish Chal over here, then we see that the direction of the Pilush is going to be even through the Mavi Katan as well. Once it's Chal as a Mavi Mefulish, then we see also the Mefulish going into the Mavi Sektanim. But it can't start from the Katan, it has to start from the Gadol. Which would explain also the Meiri, which is what the Meiri is saying, is that once the Mavi Gadol is Mesukin, then it's Mesukin all over, and then I don't care about the Pilush Kamin Dalet. Because it can't start from the Mavi Katan, it has to start from the Mavi Gadol. So now, every step here is another chiddush. But the yisoid I'm trying to bring out is that based on the whole lumdus that we're saying in Malvi Akum the whole time, Malvi Akum is that you have a Pesach at the end of your Malvi, because this Pesach has a shaychus to the Pesach of the Rosh Hashanah, because you have to, this Pesach is a shared Pesach between the two Mavois, so that gives me a shaychus to the Pesach of Rosh Hashanah, so that makes it the Pesach of this Malvi. So Mamela by Malvi Kenadol over here, it's a whole other step. Because Malvi Kenadol, there's no shared Pesach. And forget, it could be that the Pesach doesn't lead me to Shram, it's not the Malvi Kotam, it's not the Malvi Godol. It also is not called the Pesach. And that's why, it's not a Pashra Malvi Akam Kedalad. Okay. Now, we start off with the Kash on Abaye in Rashi. So, just to go. Let's say we have a shtickle chiddush over here in Abaye. So what did Abaye say? Abaye said, put a Tzuras Pesach in the front. And the kasha is that if he's going like Shmuel, so why would you have to put a Tzuras Pesach in the front, if at all? If you're going like Rav, then you should have to put it in the middle. What was Abaye saying? So Rabbi Yonasan already explained Abaye halfway. Said Abaye held that you can't dan Malvi Akum, it's sad, the Malvi Katan, because the Malvi Katan doesn't have a Shaykhah Sadrush Sarabi. But it could be that the Pshat is like this, that so the Malvi Katan stopped. But what's the halacha in a Malvi, in a Pilush in a movi akum kiresh, not kedalad. What's the halacha in a movi kiresh? So, is it mafulish? Is it akum? Is it neither? What's the halacha? So, what? The semicircle? The Reb Chaim Kanievsky? So, I don't look at high and low for this halacha anywhere. We have a deacon picture in Reb Kivager. This is like, there's no. Very hard to understand Klar. But L'chayra, what?
Why should it make a difference?
Because it's not Mefulish that can get Zed. The Pesachim are not Mefulish that can get Zed.
Why shouldn't it be Akum?
Yeah. Because why shouldn't it be Akum and put in the Akumenius?
It's three walls.
Because where?
No angles.
Where's the safe of this Mavli? After Da'at Tvachim, what's the soif of each Mavli?
Where you can't see the end.
You can never see the end from anywhere.
The point where you can't see fast.
So L'chora, the reason it's not a Pashat Mavli Akum is because, like Rashi explained, Mavli Akum, you follow the wall until the Pirtza. So, but here, you follow the wall, you get to the other end. So, the
Marshal says Akum Ktsas.
Yes, so I originally wanted to say Chiddush, but that like I said before from the Bach, that the Iker Tain of Shmuel is that Shmuel held that you need Mufulis that can get Zeh. So it could be that Mavi Kiresh would be a Machalik is Rav and Shmuel, but there would be no Kanimius. And Rav would say put a Lech in the front, and Shmuel would say only put a Lech yet, no, only it would be a Mavi Sasim. But there's a little kasha on that. Akoponim, the brings the Chaim asks the Chazanish by semicircle. It's called Mavim Mefulish. It's called the Mavim Mefulish. So Kin Zayin, because there's no Pesach to the end of each Mavim. So there's no Pesach in the Chayv Atikun. It's Mavim Mefulish. So it could be like this, that Abaye Svara is that the Hiluch of the Mavim Gadol. The Hiluch of the Mavi Gadol, when we're saying Akum Ktsas, that's the Marshal's Lashon. But the Mefulashim are the Pilushim and the Mechuvin Zekenegezeh. So it could be that he held that you can't dan a Mavi Akum because the Pesach of the Mavi doesn't connect me. But it could be that you could dan that the hiluch of the Mavik Gadol takes you into the Mavik Katan, because and the Mele mitzad the hiluch itself will be a Mavik Mefulash. Abai Rabbi Yonis was just saying is that you can't dan Mavik Akum, but it could be that you could say is that the mitzad the hiluch of the Mavik will be mechayev to see that the mitzad hiluch itself they're connected. So we may be mavim foolish, because since the two mavois, so you know, there's every mavi akum. Our whole lumdus is that to see it as two, you have to have two psachim, this and that. But really, every mavi is not like a mavi kala chotzer, because a mavi kala chotzer is no hiluch. But a mavi kala the mavi, it could be that they're connected to become one mavi. So mimele mitzad rabbi was being mechayev to have it source of pesach, not mitzad sugyav akum, mitzad that the mavi is connected to the other mavi, so there's one hiluch. So mitzad that would be mechayev a mavi, a regular mavi mefulish, and all you would mechayev is the tzuras pesach in the front. So Rav didn't have that lamdas, and Rav says the only way to do this is like Shmuel. So that Rav argued back, but could be a bias svara was is that really every mavi akum you two psachim to dana, it's two mavois, and you have the psachim connecting them. But if you have a mavi to a mavi, there's another way to look at it. It's taka like one. Now, every Mavar can look at it like one. It wouldn't work because it's one, but it's also two. So you need each one needs its own tikkun. But where you don't have no mechayiv to dan the two, you could still dan mitzad the hiluch of the sugya before. Mavar kala chotzer. That when it's straight, it could be that it's even the chotzer was also, we said, right? That the mavar kala chotzer, that the hiluch itself would be mechayiv us to look at it like one. It could be here, even Zesh looking at it there, because since it's a mavar, it would be easier to dan that. Maybe a bias far was, you would dan it like one. Because even if you can't dan it like akum, you could dan it like one big mavar. What?